Can you name the three most important places of pilgrimage in the 2,000-year history of the Catholic Church? Have you locked in your answers? All right, the answers are the Holy Land, Rome, and Santiago de Compostela. The Holy Land, the place where Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the very place where Jesus lived on this earth for 33 years, where he walked, died, and rose from the dead. Rome, the heartbeat of the Catholic Church, and the final resting place of St. Peter and St. Paul, the co-founders of the Holy Roman Church, along with the final resting place of a whole host of other great saints, and Santiago de Compostela, the tomb of St. James the Apostle, the very first of the apostles to die and to give his life for Christ and his bride, the Church. Santiago de Compostela is located in the very far northwestern corner of Spain. It's almost right on the Atlantic Ocean. And throughout the Middle Ages, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Christians made a pilgrimage to Santiago de Compostela in order to arrive in time for the feast day of St. James on the 25th of July. Even in the Middle Ages, before our modern highways and freeways were built, there was an elaborate system of roads and footpaths all throughout Europe that led to the tomb of St. James. And long before motels and hotels were invented for travelers, various monasteries and hostels, bed and breakfast, we'd probably call them today, would pop up along the way where pilgrims would stay for a night on their very long journey to the tomb of St. James. In Spanish, this pilgrimage to the tomb of St. James is called simply El Camino, which, if you know a little Spanish, it comes, this noun comes from the Spanish verb caminar, which means to walk. And so El Camino, the noun, is the walk. And it can also be translated as the road, the way, the path, the journey. And in recent years, there's been renewed interest in making this Camino to Santiago de Compostela. It's important to note that some of our own parishioners have made this journey to Compostela very recently. You should talk to them and have them tell you their story and their adventures. I've had several very good priest friends who have made El Camino. One of my good friends, Father Greg Markey, made the pilgrimage in 2009. He has a really short book about his adventures along the Camino. It's a really a great book. It's really short. It's well worth reading. Yesterday, even some of my friends were telling me they're hoping to make the Camino in 2016. In 2010, you might remember, there was a popular movie called The Way, which was all about El Camino a Santiago de Compostela. Making a Camino, making a pilgrimage, is part of the Christian life. Let's take a look at what Pope Francis has to say about pilgrimages in his document to inaugurate the Jubilee Year of Mercy in the document Misericordiae Vultus. This is what the Pope says. The practice of pilgrimage has a special place in the Holy Year because it represents the journey each of us makes in this life. Life itself is a pilgrimage. In the human being, a viator, a pilgrim traveling along the road, making his way to a desired destination. Similarly, to reach the Holy Door in Rome, or in any other place in the world, everyone, each according to his or her ability, will have to make a pilgrimage. This will be a sign that mercy is also a goal to be reached and requires dedication and sacrifice. So Pope Francis says, life is a pilgrimage. The human being is a viator, literally, a man on the via, a man on the road, a man on the camino, making a pilgrimage. And so making a pilgrimage, the Pope says, is a very important part of this extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. During this Year of Mercy, the Pope is inviting us to go on pilgrimage to a holy shrine, to a holy door, to gain the Jubilee indulgence. And we talked about the holy doors and the indulgences a few weeks ago. But this making of a pilgrimage takes dedication and sacrifice, the Pope says. And if you're looking for the patron saints of pilgrimages, somebody who understood the dedication and the sacrifice that was necessary for making a long pilgrimage, today, Holy Mother Church celebrates the first people to make El Camino, to make a pilgrimage to Christ. And we call them the Magi. St. Helena, the mother of St. Constantine, says that the Magi are the patron saints of all who have a tedious journey to make to the truth. When St. Helena arrives there at the Grotto of the Nativity, anachronistically, she speaks to the Magi and says, "You're my special patrons, and you're the patrons of all latecomers." The patron saint of all latecomers. If your journey to Christ began later in your life, the Magi are your patron saints. If you didn't begin your reversion back to Christ until later on in your life, the Magi are your patron saints. If you're on a long, long pilgrimage trying to discover the way, the truth, and the life, the Magi are your patron saints. The Magi teach us about the dedication and the sacrifice necessary to make a long journey. The Carmelite priest, Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene, wrote, "The Magi did not hesitate at the prospect of the trials of a long journey. They had generous hearts. They did not postpone the journey. Their souls were ready. The Magi did not give up on their quest, although the star at one point disappeared from their sight. We should follow their example and their perseverance, even when we are in interior darkness." So the Magi teach us about the dedication and the sacrifice necessary for the pilgrimage. They didn't delay their pilgrimage and say, "Oh, I'll put it off till next year. We'll put it off until the conditions are perfect." They never gave up. Even in darkness, even when the light of the star disappeared, even when the enemy Herod was trying to tempt them to stop the pilgrimage and to do it for ulterior motives, they never lost focus. Dedication, sacrifice for making the pilgrimage to Jesus. Influenced by her life at the Cologne convent in the shadow of where the Magi are buried to this very day in Cologne, Germany, St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, better known as St. Edith Stein, wrote, "The kings at the manger represent seekers from all lands and peoples. There lived in them a pure longing for truth that did not stop at the boundaries of native doctrines and traditions." So the Magi are the patron saints of all those making a pilgrimage from all lands and all peoples in order to discover the truth. The Magi represent everybody's pilgrimage to Jesus. Making a pilgrimage is a very important part of this extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. But you're beginning to see there's two types of pilgrimage, the exterior pilgrimage and the interior pilgrimage. The exterior pilgrimage to physically go to a holy shrine like Santiago, or maybe you'll get to go to Rome this year, or maybe the Holy Land during this Jubilee year, or at least a holy door in our diocese. That's our exterior pilgrimage, but there's an interior pilgrimage that happens in our souls. In preparation for the great Jubilee year 2000, Saint Pope John Paul II said, "The whole of Christian life is like a pilgrimage to the house of the Father. The pilgrimage takes place in the heart of each person." Beautiful. All of the Christian life is a great pilgrimage to heaven, to the house of the Father. And Saint John Paul II says it begins in the heart of the person. At the welcome ceremony at the International Airport in Santiago in 2010, when Pope Benedict made his pilgrimage there, he said, "In his deepest being, man is always on a journey in search of the truth. In his heart, he's always on pilgrimage." This is the interior pilgrimage in our souls. Everybody is on pilgrimage to Jesus. And we're all at different places along that Camino. Some are very close to Jesus, and some are far away from him. Some are close to Jesus, but have not yet found Christ's bride, the Catholic Church. Still others haven't even heard of Jesus yet. Everybody's on a different place on their pilgrimage. I know that there are very holy people ahead of me on the Camino. They are so far advanced in the spiritual life. There are other holy people who are still behind me, but are soon catching up and are going to sprint ahead of me. Everybody's in a different place on their pilgrimage. And I need to be patient with everyone wherever they are on their Camino, who are still on the way, who might still be discovering things on the path that I discovered a few miles back on my spiritual pilgrimage. Wherever they are, we have to keep moving forward. We can't stay still. In the spiritual life, there's no stopping on the Camino. We have to keep moving forward, never giving up. The Magi teach us, keep moving forward. It's better to arrive late than not at all. Keep searching and looking for the child Jesus, who brings peace and love and mercy. You see, the Magi are the patron saints of each person's interior pilgrimage to Jesus. And once the Magi found Christ, the gospel says they went home by another way. No one who ever meets Christ with a good will returns the same way as he came. We're changed forever. Everything is totally different. You know, on the Camino to Santiago de Compostela, no one goes home the same way they came. The brave pilgrim may boast about walking on foot the 496-mile Camino, which begins in southern France, where all the routes throughout Europe converge. The bold pilgrim may boast of walking the 496-mile Camino from southern France, but I guarantee you, they never walk it back. They all go home by another route. After such a great pilgrimage, we go home by another Camino, by another way, by the way. The way, who is Jesus. We are so radically changed by our exterior and interior pilgrimage that Christ leads us home by another way. His way. And nothing is ever the same.